Okay, welcome back. The headline at Reuters tonight, Bush and Kerry trade jabs, nearly cross paths. President Bush and Democratic rival John Kerry hunted for votes within blocks of each other in the swing state of Iowa on Wednesday by touting their leadership and trading jabs on the economy and security. Well, unless you've been in a coma, you know the political season is in full swing and the rhetoric is flying just as fast as the hired, paid, professional speech writers and spin artists can work it up and give it up to the candidates. They're all over the place, talk's cheap, and you know from past campaigns how many times, how many promises are made and how those promises are quickly forgotten, if ever mentioned again. We have someone with us tonight. Friend of mine for many, many years who has pioneered, I'm going to call this a science, because in my estimation, it meets the criteria. It is repeatable over and over again. It is extraordinary. It is called reverse speech. And for all of you who know nothing about it, I'll ask him to give us just a little synopsis of how it works. Now, my guest, of course, is David John Oates. We're live to Australia. And David was on some weeks ago. He presented some speech reversals of President Bush and of John Kerry. Some of the reversals of John Kerry were rather surprising. They implied and presented a man who seemed to be honest and sincere, at least in the couple of reversals we heard. There was no deviousness or strange, nebulous kind of connotation to what he was saying in reverse vis-a-vis his forward speech, and I thought that merited closer examination. David agreed, and with some of his professional associates has put together some outstanding reversals tonight, which you can also hear at any time you'd like at reversespeech.com. So with that, and by the way, in case you don't know, I'm Jeff Rentz, just for the record. My guest is David John Oates, and let's see if David is standing by.
Yes, I am, Jeff. How are you this evening?
Good, my friend. And you?
I'm doing very well. Yes. Yes, I am. In a nice cold winter's day here in Adelaide, South Australia. We've had cold and wet and rainy weather. But that's okay. I've been inside with my headphones on, researching and finding more reversals on Kerry and Edwards. So there you go.
20 years.
Okay. 20 synopsis of reverse speech.
20 years now, right? Said, David, 20 years now, right?
Yes, it is, 20 years. It's been a long time. If someone had told me back then I'd be doing this for 20 years, I would have looked at them sideways. It started as a hobby, in point of fact. I heard about backward messages in rock and roll and started spinning tapes backwards in my little radio shack in Adelaide, trying to find these backward messages, and I heard them, and I was intrigued. What were they? How were they getting there? And then, of course, that led me to look at normal human speech, and I found these backward messages constantly throughout speech, about once every 15 or 20 seconds. If you take speech and run it backwards, you can hear these clear phrases. And I was intrigued and fascinated, and then I wrote my first book in 87 that basically said this was a natural form of language, that as the brain is constructing the sounds of speech, it's putting those sounds together in such a way that we're delivering two messages, one forwards and one backwards. And so then that book took off fairly well, and then I went over to America to live, as you well know, and the field got known very, very well.
Indeed it has, and we've had so many wonderful visits with David over the years, and I would urge all of you to go to reversespeech.com, because on that website, and it is a marvel, you can personally take your time and walk through nearly 7,000 examples of reverse speech. Now, this is not backwards masking. This is a subconscious speaking in purely and easily understandable. The grammar is correct, the syntax is correct, the syllables are all correct, but it's backwards. So when you're speaking forward, and as we've said before, if I'm speaking forward and I'm lying, my backwards reversals will speak the truth. So I'll be busting myself if someone actually records my speech and reverses it, because the subconscious doesn't lie. Well, rarely it lies.
Speaks truth according to the individual.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a good way of describing it.
So if somebody has an agenda that is so absolutely genetically corrupt, their reversals might indicate something less than the truth. But it could be their truth, so whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a fascinating field and an amazing look inside the human mind, and you can find out what people are thinking and feeling, and some of their ulterior motives and hidden agenda. What is on your mind at the time has the potential to appear backwards in speech. So it makes it an amazing tool, for example, to look into our politicians and find out what they are thinking and feeling and what their hidden agenda is. And, of course, that will be the emphasis of the show tonight. I've got a lot of reversals to get through on Kerry and Edwards, so we're going to spend the whole night on that. But but of course, it's useful in therapy, and I have a very busy therapeutic practice myself, working with clients, and reverse speech will tell us the reasons why they are running certain behavioural patterns or have certain issues. In Australia, it's also being used by some corporations for employee selection and looking at business partnerships, whether they'll work or not. So it's got a whole wide variety of applications and uses.
It's a wonderful tool, and I, again, urge all of you to go to reversespeech.com, and if you like what you hear tonight, you're going to love the website. Go ahead, David.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I'm going to start the show off with a reversal, not about Kerry and Edwards. It's just a bit of a mystery, just one reversal. You may remember we had a link up on your website about 2 or 3 weeks ago about reversals on the Hindenburg disaster, which, of course, was the German airship. And I just got one reversal I want to play. We're going to cover this in a later show, probably my next show, and look at this in detail. But here's a live commentator watching the airship burst in flames.
I've sort of recovered from the terrific explosion and the terrific crash that occurred just as it was being pulled down to the mooring mast. It's still smoking and flaming and crackling and banging down there.
And, of course, you can hear his obvious emotion in his voice.
Oh, yeah.
And then we hear this very clear reversal that says there was a pipe burst with the gas heater. You hear that one there, Jeff?
That is... That's just amazing, David. I've heard that once before. It always just staggers me. Now, what do we know? What is the latest theory about the actual cause of the explosion?
Well, there is no theories. In point of fact, it is a mystery. They do not know why. Now, my partner, Jeff Toth, who actually found this reversal, is searching the internet currently, trying to find all the latest theories. He's actually trying to find some plans of the Hindenburg to see if he can actually see a pipe going down to a gas heater. But the explosion is a mystery. No one knows why. We may have, with this reversal, we may have tapped into some collective unconscious knowledge.
Exactly.
And,
sure.
I think that's what we've done.
I was just going to say, David, that's the fascinating part of what I think many of you picked up, that this man obviously couldn't have known, and yet when he is in such an emotional state, he may well have just dropped all ego, all individuality, all self, and tapped into the universal consciousness and spoke that truth.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I think happened. And we've discussed that on your show before. We've played examples of collective unconscious knowledge, and here's yet another one to add to the evidence locker of things that reverse speech can do. But I've got some other reversals on the Hindenburg. You can see them on my website, or I think the next show I do, providing we don't have any political stuff, I'll look at that in more detail. All right, moving on to John Kering and John Edwards. Well, unlike George Booth, these two have been a wealth of reversals, and the problem has not been finding them. The problem has been which ones do I use and which ones do I not use, which has been a wonderful problem to have. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start off with John Edwards in the first hour, and then we'll move to John Kerry in the second hour.
Very good.
And we've got a few to get through, so let's begin. So I'm going to play these in order of the speech. This is from their convention speech, the Democratic Convention last week.
Okay, David, let me do my break first so I don't interrupt you. And just hang on just for a couple, and we'll do this little bit of business and come right back and wade right into tonight's reversals. And, boy, if that Hindenburg reversal doesn't catch your attention, nothing will. That just is amazing. Back with David John Oates in just a minute. Okay, we're back. Jeff Rentz with David John Oates. And all of you wonderful people, thanks for being here tonight. We always appreciate you choosing to spend your time here with me and my guests. We're listening to Reverse Speech with David, and go right ahead and let them roll.
All right. We're going to go through these reversals in order of the speech. This is the first one beginning with John Edwards' convention speech. And the very first reversal occurs when he's talking about John Kerry's military career.
When John Kerry graduated from college, he volunteered for military service. Volunteered to go to Vietnam. Volunteered to captain a Swift.
Oh, but he has some noble words here. But in reverse, we hear him say, subverse sad dilemma.
Subverse sad dilemma.
And again.
Subverse sad dilemma.
And once more.
Subverse sad dilemma.
Hear that one, Jeff?
Yeah, to reverse a sad dilemma, meaning...
Well, actually, subverse is what I heard.
Oh.
Do you hear reverse?
Play it again, please.
Let's do it again.
Subverse, sad dilemma. Subverse, sad dilemma.
I'm hearing subverse.
I agree.
Yeah. Anyway, what I see that is there's some conflict with John Kerry's military career that he is pushing down.
Well, you know, some of the veterans who served with him have come forward, and they have been most uncomplimentary about Kerry. In fact, I just had a story recently where some of Kerry's anti-war remarks were used during the wartime effort, I guess, uh-huh. And they're coming back to haunt him. So,
yeah, well, that's what I gather, too, from that reversal. There are conflicts with
right.
Kerry's war record.
Exactly.
That Edwards is aware of.
Yep.
Okay, so here's the next one. He's still talking about Kerry's war curriculum.
You judge their values based upon what they've spent their life doing. So when a man volunteers to serve his country, the man volunteers and puts his life on the line.
Now, here we have a reversal that tells me that Edwards would be fairly strong on defense. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, that's up for you all to decide. But here he says, go with power. It helps shape the war.
Go with power. It helps shape the war.
Go with power. It helps shape the war.
And again.
Go with power. It helps shape the war.
Hear that one, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. So, go with power. It helps shape the war. Talking about going into war. And that is what he would do if he had to order troops to war, is how I would interpret that.
Now, John Edwards' position on the illegal immigrant invasion of the United States is not encouraging for those who would like to see the borders controlled and this issue addressed with great force and vigor. So he's got some problems himself, which I don't think enough people are paying attention to yet.
Well, some of his reversals are a little bit concerning, and we'll get to them as we come. Here's an incongruent reversal that's sort of amusing. He talks about negative campaign attacks by Bush.
But what have we seen? Relentless negative attacks against John. So in the weeks ahead, we know what's coming, don't we? More negative attacks. Aren't you sick of it?
And where he says more negative attacks, he says backwards, I'd do it again.
I'd do it again.
And you hear the...
I'd do it again.
You can hear that southern drawl. It's, ah, do it again. So that tells me we can expect to see your negative attacks coming from John Edwards.
Sure.
Okay. That was a fairly clear reversal, I think.
Yeah.
All right, next one. We're looking at... Here he's just into his campaign mode.
I am here tonight for a very simple reason. Because I love my country. And I have every reason to love my country. I have grown up in the bright light of America.
And he has a rather healthy ego with this reversal. He says, heck, I'm valid.
That's not valid.
You got that one, Jeff?
What did he say in the beginning there? I'm valid.
Oh, I think he says heck at the beginning. Like, you know, heck, I'm valid.
Oh, yeah.
That southern word. Here, I'll do it again.
That's not valid.
Yeah, that works.
Not clear enough.
No,
the
it
I'm
works.
Valid, certainly there.
Sure, the I'm, yes, indeed.
Yeah, but, you know, you could consider that a healthy ego, I would imagine, depending on your point of view. And right after he says, I'm valid, he then says this, and you notice the audience in the background cheering.
Where you live, no matter who your family is, no matter what the color of your skin, this is the America we believe in.
So he's stirring him up into a frenzy, and back as he says, I amaze it. And that's like, you know, I'm amazing the audience,
yeah, yeah.
How I would interpret that. So here we go.
Amazing.
Yeah, it sounds like...
Is that one okay?
Yes, I do. It sounds like he's getting high on it. And, well, he was an attorney, and many attorneys, of course, are showboats, and they're quite egocentric, and it locks. It makes sense, yeah.
Yep, that's exactly what I thought too. He's in the mode. He thinks he's valid, and he's amazing the audience.
He spends a little extra time in the mirror in the morning, I'll bet, these days.
That's what I get from those reversals.
Yeah, I agree. All right, hold on, David. We'll pause and be right back with the master of reverse speech, David John Oates, in just a couple minutes. Okay, Jeff Rounds with David John Oates, live from Australia, and we are hearing some very interesting speech reversals, as we always do when David is here. 20 years, the pioneer of this amazing science in human understanding and communication, has been doing this work, and he's back tonight. Okay, David.
Okay, considering the, continuing the theme of John Edwards' rather healthy ego, he had a catchphrase that he said over and over again in his speech. He says, it doesn't have to be that way, okay? Here it is for it.
It doesn't have to be that way.
It doesn't have to be that way. Now, clearly, he's imagining himself in the vice president's position, is what this reversal tells me, and he's fantasizing about it. And he says backwards, I lead with fantasized Dick, referring to Dick Cheney, Or there could be another interpretation, but I'm right. lean to Dick right. Cheney. So
well, he's
goes,
a, you know, DP
yeah,
to DP.
Where do you put my hand as I sit?
And again.
Yeah, where do you put my hand as I sit?
And again.
Yeah, where do you put my hand as I sit?
So I don't know whether he's seeing himself in Dick Cheney's role, but there's that reversal for you to consider.
Right.
And here he is, he's talking about following John Kerry to the White House.
And that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do when John is in the White House.
And when he says, when John is in the White House, he says, then I go, no sad. And he repeats it twice. So then he will go following John Kerry, and he won't be sad about it either. Here we go.
Then I go, no sad. Then I go, no sad.
And again.
Then I go, no sad.
Did you hear him say that there twice?
Yeah, play that again. That's a real interesting. Yeah, go ahead.
That's a bit of a tough one. Okay, let's do it again.
Did I grow no fat? Did I grow no fat?
Did I grow no fat? Did I grow no fat?
Now I'm hearing that one too, old Jeff. Hey,
I hear it. He's saying the same thing twice. And for our listeners, that's again, what is he saying exactly?
Then I go no sad. In other words, I won't be sad.
Now, how often?
One more time.
Did I grow no fat? Did I grow no fat?
How often, David?
Did I grow no fat?
Anyway, maybe that's a bit tough. Sorry,
no, I got it. I got it. They're not said exactly the same way, but he's saying the exact same thing. Now, how often do you run across someone in reverse, literally repeating themselves like that?
Very, very rare. We call them double emphasis reversals. They're quite rare. They don't happen very often at all. So this is something he's really seeing himself in the vice president's role. He's fantasizing about it. He's setting himself up with Dick Cheney. He's going to be very happy to go to the White House. He thinks he's valid. He thinks he's amazing. So we see a man with a very healthy ego who really wants that VP job. Does that make sense?
Total sense. I mean, look, the guy, we have to remember how apparently he was given the nomination. It wasn't Kerry's decision. He was in Europe. He made a Sacco performance and appearance at the Bilderberg meeting and apparently was anointed at that time. That's the inside chatter. We carried the story before. So, he impressed his masters over there, the globalist power brokers, and apparently he got the same thing Clinton did. Same thing. Same idea.
Yeah, okay. All right, so let's look at a couple of good points about John Edwards. The first reversals may paint him in a bit of a bad light, but now he starts talking about, he's talking about standing up for kids and families against HMO and big insurance companies.
I stood with kids and families against big HMOs and big insurance companies. When I got to the Senate, I fought those same fights against the Washington lobbyists and for causes like the Patients' Bill of Rights.
And here, hear a reversal that says the pauper innocent.
The pauper innocent.
The pauper innocent.
You hear that one okay, Jeff?
Yes.
And once more.
The pauper innocent.
So it speaks for itself. He's, he wants to work for poverty and families in low income. They are innocent.
Well, that goes right along with the traditional Democrat Party line of championing
absolutely.
The poor. Yeah,
absolutely. Traditional Democratic Party line. And here he is talking about families in poverty again.
And we're going to bring good paying jobs to the places where we need them the most. And by doing all those things, we're going to say no forever to any American working full time and living in poverty. No.
And then we have an amazing reversal on him. It says shaman within you. And I checked this out to see whether it wasn't showman within you, and I've played this one several times, but I finally decided on shaman. So listen for yourself, and you decide.
Shaman within you.
Shaman within you. Shaman within you.
That's a fairly clear shaman to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and so but he has genuine concern and genuine compassion for the families of America, and he wants to work for families living in poverty. So
well, good luck. Americans are losing jobs almost as if someone severed a main artery here. If he's truly interested in getting Americans back to work, he's going to have to pull out of NAFTA and GATT and all the other things that are selling out America. He's going to have to take control of the borders and stop. He is totally soft on illegal immigration. He is absolutely not interested in stopping it, as far as I'm concerned. I haven't seen anything about him ordering his staff to prepare documents or speeches saying that he will stop illegal immigration, which is now in excess of 20 million people, we feel. Large numbers of Middle Easterners are now coming across the border. They've been apprehended in groups. The borders are wide open. These people are not talking about the key issues. Anybody, David, can say, we want more jobs, we're going to create more jobs. But unfortunately, Edwards is not explaining how. Jobs are going overseas faster than anybody can commute. Count them. It's ridiculous. I mean, commute. Well, count them. Calculate. You can't even believe how many jobs have gone from America since you've been here. What's going on is not only the exporting of jobs, the outsourcing of jobs, but the American corporate sector is importing tens of thousands and maybe hundreds of thousands of people with advanced degrees from India and other countries who will come over here and take highly skilled, high-tech jobs away from Americans at one-third to one-half the salary. So we're throwing jobs overseas, and we're importing people to take jobs from Americans here. It's over as far as employment goes, and the talk about jobs, to me, is one of the most insulting of all the campaign lines of rhetoric that I've heard. It just always bothers me. Anyway, that's just a little editorial comment, okay?
Yep. Okay, Jeff.
All right. Be right back with David John Oates. Okay, let's get back to David John Oates. We're hearing some reversals from Australia. And do remember, you can see all these listed at his website of reversespeech.com. You can hear them if you can hear audio on your computer. And you can wander through his archives of almost 7,000 examples of stunning speech reversals. Okay, let's roll ahead.
All right. Okay, what have we discovered so far? We've discovered John Edwards is a man with a healthy ego. That's fairly obvious from the first few reversals. He thinks he's pretty amazing. he will be. He has genuine concern and passion about working with poverty and middle-class American families. He appears to be strong on defense, and this reversal continues this. He's talking about Al-Qaeda.
We will always use our military might to keep the American people safe. And we, John and I, we will have one clear, unmistakable message for Al-Qaeda and these terrorists.
And he simply says backwards, see a war on you. Now, the on's a little bit quick, actually. But anyway, see if you can hear this.
Yeah, war on you.
It's a little bit imprecise.
No, I got it. It's there. It's clear.
Yeah, yeah, but see a war on you. I mean, he's going to continue and be strong, continue existing policies, I would say.
Well, I would say that what he's speaking in reverse is that you people, you Americans, can expect to see a war laid on you.
Oh, right. I didn't see it that way. Oh, yeah. Oh.
I think that's what he's saying, actually.
Here, let's play it again forward.
Yeah, well,
sorry, here we go.
We will always use our military might to keep the American people safe. And we, John and I, we will have one clear, unmistakable message for Al-Qaeda and these terrorists.
And see a war on you, yeah.
Yeah, war on you.
See a war on the American people, is what you're saying.
That's right.
That would make sense with actually this next reversal, because he continues the theme, and he talks about the human cost of the war.
The human cost and the extraordinary heroism of this war, it surrounds us. It surrounds us in our cities and our towns. And we'll win this war because of the strength and courage of our own people.
And when he actually says the words "and the human cost," he says backward, "gonna see this."
Gonna see this.
Gonna see this.
And again.
Gonna see this.
Bit of an S before the G there. It's going to continue. No change as far as Kerry's concerned.
Well, see, now that makes sense.
Right?
That's right. Now, David, that makes sense when you consider who anointed Edwards to the vice presidential position on the ticket, and that was the Bilderberg Group. And that, these are the international globalists. And they, and when I say war on the American people, it has more than just the connotation of war against the American people. It's a war that's going to be laid upon the American people, and they will have to carry it.
Well, that would make total sense. That is certainly what that reversal would imply. And same as the other reversal we played earlier, go with power. It helps shape the war.
Yeah.
So shape implies to manufacture, to create.
Sure does.
To mold in the way that we want it. Actually, why don't we play that reversal again? Because that was one I played right at the very beginning of the show, but now we're actually talking about his views on war. Here's this other one.
You judge their values based upon what they've spent their life doing. So when a man volunteers to serve his country, the man volunteers and puts his life on the line.
And there it is, go with power, it helps shape the war.
Go with power, it helps shape the war.
Go with power, it helps shape the war.
So anyway, so it's more of the same is what I see.
That's right. They're on the same basic agenda. And I think we all need to keep in mind, and I hope you paid attention to the commercials that we've been airing here from Jews Against Zionism. These are people of the Jewish faith. They're Americans. They're French citizens. They're German citizens. They're citizens of the world, and they're very happy in their countries. And they're suggesting that, in their view, the Zionist state of Israel is basically about as antithetical to true Judaism as anything could be, and they are against it as a geopolitical entity, as a religious entity, and pay attention, because John Kerry is at least as pro-Zionist as Bush.
Oh, well, yeah. In point of fact, we got a reversal on Kerry talking about that. Now, I didn't actually include that in the show because I didn't think it was totally up to par, but he was talking about that very thing, and I was puzzled. I didn't know what the reversal meant.
Mm.
Huh. I better go and dig that one out again. We'll play it next show. So.
Yeah. Well, keep that in mind, though, because fighting wars for the Zionist state of Israel is what's going on here. It's nothing new, and I would expect more of the same, and with Iran clearly being targeted as the next in the line of terror states to be neutralized. North Korea now actually calling for a nuclear confrontation, challenging the United States again. The die is cast, and it's going to be difficult times for many people, I think, in the next few years. Because if the move isn't made now, David, as you well know, and our listeners know, in a few years, the Iranians and the North Koreans and others will have far too many nuclear weapons. The price will be too high to take them out. So the thinking, I'm sure, among these people who are fighting wars for various purposes, not to make the world safe for democracy, is that the time is of the essence. And so I don't think it matters much who's going to be elected in November.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. All right, here we got enough time to get a couple more in on Edwards before we go to the top of our break.
We will ensure that the image of America, the image all of us love, America, this great shining light.
And here he says backwards, I'll serve the laws you made.
I'll serve the laws you made.
I'll serve the laws you made.
And again.
I'll serve the laws you made.
Well, it's clear as some of the others, but still there nonetheless. You know, more of the same. I will follow and uphold the laws, is how I would interpret that. So.
Yeah.
Okay, here we have another good one. On Edwards, he's talking about reuniting the world.
And we're here to make America respected in the world again so that we can bring him home.
And simply when he says we're here to make America respected in the world, make you with us.
Make you with us.
Make you with us. Make you with us.
So interpret that one how you will. But he wants to certainly rally the world back around the United States again. And here, this very last verse, I think, sums it all up. This is his last line of his speech.
Thank you, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
And he says backwards, sell dogma.
Sell dogma.
Very clear in there.
Well,
you know, sell the party line.
That's what they're doing. You know, you're a master of understanding the human psyche and things. And whenever I hear a recording like that or see footage of a large group of people who are so totally rabid about something, it's always a little frightening. I don't care what the subject is. I don't like to see people running in one direction with such intensity, and they're not thinking, they're reacting,
right.
And they are whipped up into a frenzy. You know how it works. Anyway, I always found that, frankly, a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, I understand. Here's another verse on Edwards that talks about selling. Here he is.
You know, for the last few months, John's been traveling around the country talking about his positive, optimistic vision for America, talking about his plan to move this country in the right direction.
And this reversal says, now we sell and pray. Now, I don't know whether that's P-R-A-Y, as in pray to God, or P-R-E-Y, as in an animal praise. So, here we go. Now we sell and pray.
Now we sell and pray.
Now we sell and pray.
And again.
Now we sell and pray.
So boy, theme. He's out selling his doctrine. He's selling the dogma of the Democratic Party line. He's a man with a healthy ego who wants to become vice president as fast as he can.
Sell and pray has to be P-R-E-Y. It doesn't fit any other way. If he was talking about...
No, it doesn't fit any other way.
If he was... If the word sell wasn't there and another word dealing with philosophy or love or emotion or social awareness or whatever and pray, that works. But sell and pray, the only connotation I can come up with is as you presented it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. Here, let's play that whole track backwards so people can hear it amongst the gibberish. Here we go.
I have any thoughts.
Oh, there it is, right at the very end. Yeah, it's definitely P-R-E-Y. That's how I would interpret that. So there we go. There's a quick look at John Edwards. I see we've got a little bit of time left, so let me pull out some of the other reversals I didn't play on him.
Oh, we're coming up now. We're okay. So hang on.
All right. You can go to my website, reversespeaks.com. There's other reversals I didn't play, but you can hear them all on the side. So.
A very interesting look at the inside of John Edwards. Okay, back with more and David John Oates after this. Okay, and welcome back. I'm Jeff Rentz, and we're here, of course, Monday through Friday, coast to coast, on radio stations all around these somewhat United States, and on the Internet, of course, worldwide. Our archives are being added to daily for all of you Club Rentz members, and hopefully all of you will join as soon as possible by Talk One Radio. They are editing out very carefully all the commercials for your listening convenience and enjoyment, and we will be adding to the archives going back further and further as time permits. So we are not going to just give you 6 weeks. We're going to give you the whole story. If you haven't been to the Club Rentz website, it's right there at the top in the number one position and feature stories. Please do drop in, take a look. August 15th is coming up soon. There are other things going to be announced shortly before August 15th. This is going to be the best, without question, membership subscriber service on the Internet before we're finished. We already think we're there now, but if you think it's good now, just hang on. And the new Rentz magazine will be, I guarantee you, one that you will want to keep and share with many, many people. It's going to be terrific. We're really excited about the magazine. Once a month, it'll come to your home via your post office box or mailbox, and so prepare it. That's going to be a real big surprise, I guarantee it. You're going to like it. Okay, we're talking with David John Oates tonight, live from Australia, and let's get right back to David.
Yes, okay, and I'm a member of Club Rentz, and you've got a wonderful forum up there, so there you go.
Yeah, thank you. The new forum, I might add, Greg Boone is our moderator. Just very happy to have Greg along. He's brilliant at it, and we have, I think, put together as good a looking and user-friendly forum as there is anywhere. It's beautiful.
It's a wonderful forum. And there's actually a section on there for reverse speech.
You bet.
I'll monitor that very closely. So if you've got any questions, post on there and I'll answer it.
Thank you, David.
You're most welcome. All right, let's move on with John Kerry. Oh, incidentally, before I continue, let's get my phone number out very quickly. Our American office is based in Portland, Oregon. And if you have any inquiries or want to get hold of the machines or software, you can call 503-970-4922. That's 503-970-4922 for all inquiries in the United States.
How is the software, David, how is the software performing? How, are you pleased with it now? You must be.
More than pleased with it. It's everything I've wanted and more, and the program is continually updating it all the time. It's growing and expanding. We're selling lots of copies. I've been very thrilled with the response to it. So, yes.
Great.
And that's all I use. It has sped up my analysis time probably by about 30 or 40%, which
amazing.
You're working with clients and trying to find media reversals all at the same time, 30 or 40% is a big difference.
Yeah, it is.
All right, here we go. This is reversals on John Kerry on his convention speech.
Okay.
And this is in order of how they occurred. All right, so here's the first one.
I am determined now to restore that pride to all who look to America.
Okay, I'm determined to restore that pride to all who look to America. And backwards he says, Bush gone with war.
Bush gone with war.
And again. So there we go. He's implying Bush's priorities are with war, and he needs to restore pride to the United States. So there you go. Fairly obvious reversal.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one. He talks about we have the power to change the world.
We have it in our power to change the world, but only if we're true to our ideals.
And he says, I found it in the hill, referring to Capitol Hill, obviously. That's where he believes we have power to change the world.
I found it in the hill. I found it in the hill.
That hill's a little bit imprecise.
I found it in the hill.
But I think you could hear that one there, okay?
Got it.
Yep, so political power, that's how we'll change the world, according to Kerry. And here he's talking about having a Secretary of Defense who will listen to the advice of military leaders.
I will have a Secretary of Defense, who will listen to the advice of the military leaders.
And here he says, serve, heal the earth.
Serve, heal the earth. Serve, heal the earth.
That's a little bit quick, actually.
Serve, heal the earth.
Well, there we go. That's probably not as good as I thought it was, but anyway. It shows that he's genuine and wants to serve and make a difference. And here we have, he's talking about Al-Qaeda in this reversal.
We are a nation at war, a global war on terror against an enemy unlike we've ever known before.
Now, I think he's referring to Al-Qaeda in this reversal, but he simply says United Snake, and as opposed to United States.
United Snake.
You hear that one okay, Jeff? Yeah. That's funny.
So, I think he's referring to Al-Qaeda in that one, because they are united all over the world. All right, here's he's talking about some of his success. We've created 23 million new jobs. And here we go.
We created 23 million new jobs. We lifted millions out of poverty, and we lifted the standard of living for the middle class.
And this is a rather unusual reversal. The last million, they fill you. I'll play it, and we'll talk about what it might mean.
The last million, they fill you.
Very clear.
The last million, they fill you.
Mm-hmm. And again.
Mm-hmm. The last million, they fill you.
Very clear reversal. I wonder if he's saying, yeah, we are filling your stomachs. We are fulfilling you. A little bit of a obscure one to interpret.
It is.
It
is. I don't know what to make of that.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of that one either, but there we go. It was quite clear. All right, here he is rallying the crowd.
So tonight.
And when he says, and so tonight, every time he says, and so tonight, he says, be honest, Bush.
Yeah, honest, Bush. Yeah, honest, Bush.
And again.
Yeah, honest, Bush.
You see, David?
Yeah, honest, Bush.
So there you go. Make
David.
Of that well, what you will.
David.
But that's twice now. I heard a reference to Bush in his
David,
speech.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Let me hear that again. Is it possible that he said, now I'm listening halfway around the world through all kinds of electronics. Is it possible he said, beyond is Bush?
Beyond is Bush. Okay, let's play that. Here it is forward.
So tonight.
All right. Beyond is Bush.
Beyond is Bush.
No, I'm hearing an ST there.
Okay.
Jeff.
You're closer. I can't.
Sorry?
You're closer. You'll hear it much better than I do. I just thought that was possible.
Yeah, let's play a little slower speed.
Yeah, on this course. Yeah, on this course.
Yeah, I think it's be honest. Anyway.
Good. And by the way, for those of you who have had the opportunity to hear reverse speech live as presented by David at a seminar or whatever forum he was on, you'll know that when you hear it in a room played directly off his computer and all digital sound with the speakers, you think it sounds good now? You don't have a clue. It is absolutely arresting to hear these things so crystal clearly. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, they take your breath away.
They do.
They really do. You'll get goosebumps down your spine listening to these things live. They're just exceptionally clear. All right, here he is talking about the American dream or American freedom, I think.
So tonight in the city where America's freedom began, only a few blocks from where the sons and daughters of liberty gave birth to our nation.
And here he says, how we fail.
How we fail. How we fail.
Hmm.
How we fail.
Implying we're not living up to the American dream, America's freedom. We have failed to bring this to the... Yeah, well, yeah, simply, America has failed.
Right. We have a break here to do with a little bit of a short time out. But again, every campaign season, the speechwriters work around the clock, and you hear the same old platitudes, the same promises, the same cliched expressions, and the same rabid crowds eating it up. And then when that person takes office, not much happens. Same old story. It's a very interesting sociological phenomenon, all of this, when you study it. Okay, back with David John Oates, more remarkable speech reversals in just a few minutes. And right back to Reversals with David John Oates. Okay, David, go right ahead.
All right, this is the next one on Kerry down the line. He's talking about a new birth of freedom for the middle class.
Here tonight, on behalf of the new birth of freedom, on behalf of the middle class who deserve a champion and those struggling to join it who deserve a fair shot.
And here he says, South. Move in with the fair, and I think the fair is the show, and the South is the South. It's one of the reasons why he maybe got John Edwards South, so he's looking for the vote from the South.
South, move in with the fair. South, move in with the fair.
Hmm. And again.
Mm-hmm. South, move in with the fair.
Oh, that's just, a straightforward reversal. He wants the South, I would imagine. Votes from the South.
Yep.
All right, now, here is a reversal that will cause a bit of discussion. Let's play it forward.
All those who believe that our best days are ahead of us with great faith in the American people.
All right, this one says, sold with a heresy.
Sold with a heresy. Sold with a heresy.
And again.
Sold with a heresy.
Do you hear that one? Okay.
Yeah.
Heresy is very strong, and that's along with his previous reversal, how we fail. I think he believes that Americans have been told a lie or something that's twisted from the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
That's only how I can interpret that one.
Mm-hmm.
And here is another listener. I'm not too sure what this one means, but let's run it.
Senator John Edwards of North Carolina and his wife Elizabeth.
And he's talking about Senator John Edwards, and he says backwards, heal my friend.
Heal my friend. Heal my friend.
And again.
Heal my friend.
And I don't know whether he's, I presume that's referencing to John Edwards.
Sounds like it. Yeah, I know. It sounds like it.
I don't know. Is John Edwards ill, or does we know anything about any health concerns or anything like that?
Maybe the two are just much different at some spiritual level, and Kerry looks upon Edwards as being. Who knows how close and how happy the two of them really are? It's all theater. You don't know. It's a show.
No, you don't know. No, you don't. Anyway, there we go. All right, here's a metaphor now, don't get too many metaphors in public speech, but here's one, and he's talking about, he says, I know what kids go through when they're carrying M16 into a dangerous place.
I know what kids go through when they're carrying an M16 in a dangerous place, and they can't tell friend from foe.
And this one, the last word can be taken two ways. He says, so it's mending Iraq, and the wolf looks thick. I've documented it as thick, but some of my students say it says sick, S-I-C-K. So have a listen for yourself. So mending a rock and the wolf looks thick. Wolf is a metaphor for a hunter, aggressive nature. So he's actually empathizing with the troops. I understand what they're going through while they're mending a rock. They're in the thick of battle. So here we go. I'll play it forwards. Is that last word thick or sick? I'll let you decide. Oops, sorry, that was the forwards. Here we go.
Mending a rock and the wolf looks thick.
Mending a rock and the wolf looks thick.
Quite clear.
Mending a rock and the wolf looks thick.
I hear it as thick. What do you hear, Jeff?
I'll go with you on that. Sure.
Yeah, I think it's thick. And that makes sense. It's the thick of battle. I mean, you've got wolves everywhere and every street corner in Iraq. So, great reversal. Let's run it again.
I know what kids go through when they're carrying an M16 in a dangerous place and they can't tell friend from foe.
And here it is, mending a rock and the wolf looks thick.
Mending a rock and the wolf looks thick.
Mending a rock and the wolf looks thick. Mending a rock and the wolf looks thick.
So, yeah, he has empathy for those in battle. All right. Now, also on the empathetic side of Kerry, here he is talking about you cannot send a child to war unless you can look the parent in the eye.
Before you go to battle, you have to be able to look a parent in the eye and truthfully say, I tried everything possible to avoid sending your son or daughter into harm's way.
And here he says, yes, seal the proof. So once again, it's another congruent reversal.
Mm-hmm.
You must be able to show the parents this.
Yes, seal the proof.
Yes, seal the proof. Yes, seal the proof.
Well, yep. If the man still has his honor and integrity, he'll know he was in Vietnam, and that was not the case.
Yeah.
We lost 60,000 of our finest young men there, and many millions suffered emotional trauma. Many were injured, of course, still carrying those injuries today. You see them standing at freeway off-ramps often cardboard signs, many of them. And as we speak, the Bush administration continues to slash veterans' benefits and make it harder for our young men and women who are going to come home with post-traumatic stress syndrome, at the very least, in most cases, to get the kind of benefits that we should be honoring those brave young people with. It's sickening, is what it is.
Absolutely. Yep. We actually played a reversal on Bush that said they had no money, talking about veterans, last show.
Right. Okay, hold on, David. We'll be back after this short timeout. David John Oates is here. We've heard some pretty interesting reversals, as is always the case. And I think with Edwards especially, we got a pretty good, for those of you who understand reverse speech and what it means, we got a pretty good handle on him now. Much better, anyway.
Yes, I think so. I think Edwards was fairly clear. I finished the whole take with Edwards thinking this man has a very healthy EQ. ego. So that was my overall conclusion when I finished doing John Edwards. All right, here's a nice one on John Kerry. He seems to have, same as I've noticed last time, he seems to have fairly congruent reversals.
Mm-hmm.
This one says, I just lost it for 1 second. Here we go.
For 4 years, we've heard a lot of talk about values, but values spoken without actions taken are just slogans.
And this one simply says, but I'll love you.
Then I'll love you.
Then I'll love you. Then I'll love you.
Whatever that means.
A little sentimental.
A little sentimental, exactly. And then just down the road, he says something very, very similar, talking about values.
And it's time for those who talk about family values to start valuing families.
And this one says, we love you, my father.
Be now here, my father.
Be now here, my father.
And again.
Be now here, my father.
Now, what's he talking about there? We love you, my father. Is that a religious-oriented statement or a familiar
statement? Oh, no, he's talking about family values. I think he's just remembering his father. It's an unconscious flashback his father, I would imagine. It could be. It could be religious context. I didn't think about it in that light.
No, I'd say it's. I think you're right, but it just, who knows? I don't know.
Who knows? All right, here we have a little bit of amusing one on John Kerry. At least I chuckled when I found it. Speaking with great passion forwards.
That what matters most is not narrow appeals masquerading as values, but the shared values that show the true face of America. Not narrow values that divide us, but the shared values that unite us.
And when you hear this reversal, I'll go back and play the forwards again, because he seems to have a bit of an insincere tone in his voice. Backwards he says, yeah, push the bull, blank. And I'll let you get that last word.
Yeah, push the bush.
Yeah, push the bush.
And again.
Yeah, push the bush.
You hear that one okay, Jeff?
One wonders if that's an editorial comment of having to go through the motions of spewing all of these written platitudes, which really are nothing. They're just the same old thing every campaign season. If he's just standing back subconsciously saying, look at all this crap I have to go through. Who knows? I don't know.
Who knows? Anyway, let's play it again forward.
Then what matters most is not narrow appeals masquerading as values, but the shared values that show the true face of America. Not narrow values that divide us, but the shared values that unite us.
And here's that reversal again.
That's very congruent with the, to my ear, the way he delivered those rather lumbering lines. They weren't They weren't exactly scintillating oratory.
No, they were not. And when you go back and listen to his speech in that section, you can hear the almost he's laboring through it, you know. That's what I heard anyway. All right, let's move along. More verses on Kerry, and of course, as you've is obvious, far more success than we find on George Bush. In point of fact, I did a George Bush speech yesterday. I thought, well, I better get a few of Bush seeing I'm paying Kerry, and I did a whole speech and found two reversals which I couldn't use. So very frustrating. All right, here's Kerry talking about, now this is what you mentioned, talking about keeping jobs right here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We will reward the companies that create and keep the good-paying jobs right where they belong in the good old USA.
And this reversal says, see the market grow.
See the market grow.
See the market grow.
And again.
Well, you know, David, I have two things to say about that. One, we're going to reward the companies. How is he going to do that without violating laws? You can't single out a company and reward a company. What, is he going to give tax breaks to companies that keep the jobs right here? No, maybe. But he's not specific. He didn't say we're going to give tax incentives to companies to keep those jobs here. And secondly, he didn't say who had to fill those jobs.
Right.
Could have been someone from New Delhi.
Right.
But the jobs are here. So the money stays here, and he could justify, well, the income stays here for the most part, so it's okay. It's all, folks, well, you know, you this is the best audience, Sharp. You hearing it for what it is, and none of you are being fooled by it all.
Yep, I agree. Okay, let's move on, and we've got a reverse. This is an interesting reversal. Here we go. This is your spiritual reference. The only spiritual reference I heard in the whole tape.
And we believe American workers should never have to subsidize the loss of their own job.
And backwards it says, nor raid the soul.
Nor raid the soul.
Nor raid the soul. Nor raid the soul.
So I guess he's saying we shouldn't crush their spirits. Is what's that saying? I think. So let's run that again.
And we believe American workers should never have to subsidize the loss of their own job.
And here we go, nor raid the soul.
Nor raid the soul.
Nor raid the soul. Nor raid the soul.
There we go. All right. Now, here we have a long reversal coming up, and you'll have to listen to that a little bit. Here we go here.
Let's honor this nation's diversity. Let's respect one another. And let's never misuse for political purposes the most precious document in American history, the Constitution of the United States.
All right, this is actually not the reverse I wanted to pull up, but this will do. You've seen a crime, an enemy guards the shop. It's reversal.
Here
Santa Carmen
and
Ami God's
the chef.
Enemy referencing George Bush? Who knows?
All right. We'll pause right there and come right back and see our final segment with David already coming up. These are the kinds of programs that are critically important at this time in our political process. We get to look with David's brilliant reverse speech behind the personal curtains of some of these people. Reverse Speech, the website, if you're interested in this and new to the program, reversespeech.com. Nearly 7,000 examples. You can hear them forwards and then backwards at three different speeds. It's amazing. And you can also, yes, you can also purchase your own software, your own recorder, and you can do your own reverse speech analysis. It's all available. Call David John Oates, Reverse Speech, United States Headquarters in Portland, Oregon, 503-970-4922. 503-970-4922. And start reversing soon. Okay, David.
Yeah, you'll have a whole bunch of fun. Incidentally, I should mention, too, I have an online training class starting on the 1st of September.
Oh, very good.
If you're interested in pursuing this seriously as a career, I'll be holding it in the Reverse Speech Audio chat room starting Wednesday night, September the 1st. So put that in your diaries and email me backwards at reversespeech.com is my email address, backwards. At reversespeech.com if you're interested in joining this class and joining the growing number of reverse speech professionals all around the world. And one of my analysts, actually one of my practitioners from Australia, lectured in Holland last week and had some resounding success and interest in reverse speech. So that's probably going to lead to a training class in Europe very soon. So that will be exciting as well.
Very nice.
Yep, so we're moving along very nicely. Okay, here is a reversal on Kerry. You're talking about we'll cut the deficit in half in 4 years?
We'll cut the deficit in half in 4 years by ending tax giveaways that are nothing more than corporate welfare. And we will make government live by the rule that every family has to live by, pay as you go.
And a bit of a metaphoric reference. Actually, not really. This reversal says you're broke, the dome, we plundered it. Now, I think the dome is a reference to Capitol Hill, you know, I don't know for sure, that's just my guess, but we plundered it, we plundered its resources. So here we go, you're broke, the dome, we plundered it.
You're broke, the dome, we plundered it.
You're broke, the dome, we plundered it.
And again.
You're broke, the dome, we plundered it.
You hear that one okay, Jeff?
Yes.
Yeah, so I guess that's in ref when you listen to the Fords talking about cutting the deficit in half, and if that is in reference to Capitol Hill, then we are broke and we have plundered and squandered our financial resources, is what that reversal would imply. Here we have one. He's talking about healthcare was not a privilege for the wealthy.
Healthcare is not a privilege for the wealthy and the connected and the elected. It is a right for all Americans, and we will make it so.
And a rather strange reversal, this one, says backwards, snicker in the law.
Snicker in the law.
Snicker in the law.
And again.
Snicker in the law.
I don't know how you would interpret that one. Snicker's what's a sly laugh, isn't it? Something devious.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a little bit strange when you talk about healthcare because you would think that healthcare would be his strong point. So.
One would think.
Okay, but generally, what can I say about Kerry so far? Well, he seems to be congruent in some issues. He seems to be passionate in some issues. I'm not seeing the ego that I see in John Edwards. But the other thing I don't see in his reversal is much guts. There doesn't seem to be much substance to it, you know, from what I can see. He has some strong views about America not living up to the dream, like how we failed and sold the heresy. There's those two reversals. Clearly, he has empathy for the troops in battle, but one would think he should do, seeing he has been to Vietnam. So there we go. That's sort of the overall thing of John Kerry. Let's look at a couple of others on him that I haven't played yet. Here's one. Now, I just tried to find the reversal I went to pull up, and it's not there. So let's find another one instead. Here we go.
Our health care plan for a stronger America cracks down on the waste and the greed and the abuse in our health care system, and it will save families $1,000 a year on premiums.
And here he says, seal my fierce. I think it means he'll be fierce about this.
Seal my fierce.
Seal my fist. Seal my fist.
Yeah, and there we go. Here's an interesting metaphor that is a totally incongruent reversal. It's up on my website, as all of these reversals are. He's talking about special interest groups, I believe.
I will have a vice president who will not conduct secret meetings with polluters to rewrite our environmental laws.
Okay. We'll have a vice president who will not conduct secret meeting with polluters to rewrite environmental laws. And backwards, he says, serve ill. Then there's a little bit of gibberish, followed by, we need your kiss. See if you can hear this.
Serve ill. We need your kiss.
A little bit of glitch in there. Do you hear that one, Jeff?
Yeah.
And I interpret that as they need a connection with these people who want to rewrite the environment law. Serville, we will follow this. I see that as an incongruent reversal. He will make deals and will have secret meetings with special interest groups.
Well, we've said on this program for years, they're all on the same bus going to the same location or just sitting in different seats. Ultimately, they're going to get to the same place.
Yeah, that certainly seems to be that way. All right, we had a reversal about John Kerry and wanting the votes of the South, and here's another reversal on the same token, and I'm sorry, Jeff, I thought my files were a little bit better organized than what they are. And,
that's all right. You got a zillion of them tonight, so not to worry.
There's been a lot of reversals tonight. Yep. Very good success. I thoroughly enjoyed doing this, and I must have, I've got to thank my training class in the Gold Coast of Australia, because we actually spent most of the weekend going through the Kerry Edwards tapes. We also found some interesting reversals on John Howard. You can go to Australia's Prime Minister. You can go to my website for those who are in Australia and listen to the latest reversals on John Howard.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's one more on Kerry. Here we go.
This son of a mill worker is ready to lead. And next January, Americans will be proud to have a fighter for the middle class to succeed Dick Cheney as vice president.
And this one says, assist, South will enter the fray. And fray is a little bit cut off at the end. It's a very quick word, but assist. South went to the fray. He's got John Kerry from North Carolina, and he's going to assist in getting the southern vote. So this is twice he's referenced getting votes from the South. Oops, sorry, here we go. Assist, South will enter the fray.
South will enter the fray.
Assist, South will enter the fray. And that last word is short.
South will enter the fray.
Mm-hmm. So there we go. So clearly he wants the southern vote. Is the South key in him winning the presidency?
Well, talking about Florida when you talk about the South.
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah. Right. Well, he's got to get the Florida votes. What are they, 25 electoral votes, are they not?
It's a big batch, and it is already being predicted as the pivotal state for a second election in a row.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Now, here's something coming down the pike, which I want to keep people thinking about. We've talked for years about scrapping the Internal Revenue Service here, the IRS, and coming up with a value-added tax or a flat tax or a national sales tax, whatever you want to call it. Well, it's now been given a name, and it is formally being launched, the movement to abolish the IRS by Republicans. It is called the Fair Tax. The fair tax, not national sales tax. None of the other.
Oh,
and
really?
Watch for this. I'm going to do an hour tomorrow night with some of the main proponents of this. So it is now formally on the table. I predict this will be a relatively easy sell to the American people, that they'll get rid of the entire IRS mechanism, all of those books, all of those hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books of codes and laws, which are abused, misused, broken all the time. Enforced arbitrarily, some would say criminally so, and I suspect that if Bush finds himself in any trouble here, if he were to seize upon that and it were properly marketed, it could give him a very strong advantage in the publicity wars that are going on right now. Get rid of the evil IRS and replace it with a fair tax. So watch that. We're going to have an hour on that tomorrow night on the program. So it's sooner or later it had to happen, and it's been launched now. So
wow, what an interesting development.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, Jeff. Well, they're the main reversals I've got on Kerry and Edwards.
Wonderful. And give my best to your great crew down there. They did a wonderful job.
I will do that. I will pass it all on, and We'll talk to you again real soon, Jeff. I've got enough material for another show as well, so we'll schedule something.
Let's do it. Thanks, David.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. Bye. Bye.
David John Oates, live from Australia. And, wow, that was a seven-course meal of speech reversals. Interesting. Do stop by reversespeech.com and spend some time there. If you have any doubts about this, do some honest exploration among these 7,000 different examples there. I think you'll be amazed. In fact, I know it. We'll pause and be right back.